You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up earlier this month, the U.S. Preventive Health Services Task Force updated their recommendations for colon cancer screenings to highlight the most important part, that people actually get screened. We'll talk about a Wisconsin program trying to increase colorectal cancer screenings for African-American, Latino, and Hmong people living in Milwaukee.
Now we're taking a look beyond Wisconsin and the United States to Istanbul, Turkey, where the country is observing a national day of mourning. Late on Tuesday, a terrorist attack began that killed over 40 people and injured over 200.
The attack took place at Istanbul's Atatürk Airport, a major tourist transit point. So far, no group has claimed the attacks.
Turkey has seen seven other terrorist attacks in the last year. Saeed Khan joins us now. He's a lecturer in Near East and Asian Studies at Wayne State University in Detroit and recently visited Turkey. Saeed, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about the location of this attack in particular. What do you think is the significance of attacking an airport in Istanbul?
Well, just like what we saw with the mayhem in Brussels a few months ago, this is really striking at the core. Istanbul Airport is the third busiest in Europe. It is a major hub with Turkish Airlines, a global airline. And tourism is really one of the lifeblood of the Turkish economy and the Turkish identity. So many people come through Istanbul. It's one of the largest, one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world. The fact that this happened at the international arrivals terminal was sending a message. And we find that the terrorist attacks that have plagued Turkey now for the past couple of years have grown ever increasingly closer to the inner core of Turkey. These are now happening not just in Istanbul, but major sites such as the airport, as well as in the old city. So clearly there is an orchestrated plan to strike at the heart of not just Turkey, but of this very important city.
And why Turkey? Why Turkey in particular?
Turkey right now is, as it has been historically, really at the epicenter of so much activity and so much energy. And again, here we see that it is unfortunately at the epicenter in a rather negative capacity because of the war that is raging with ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Turkey is a NATO ally. Turkey has been a strategic partner and ally of the United States and the Western world dating back to the Cold War. In its current capacity, it is serving as a conduit for coalition actions in the region. Right now, there is also speculation as to who committed this act. So whether it is ISIS, as many seem to suggest, or it is Kurdish separatists with whom Turkey has had a fairly long-standing conflict as well, both see Turkey as being problematic in forwarding their own agendas in the region.
If it were ISIS, would it have been standard procedure to have seen sort of confirmation of responsibility at this point by ISIS?
ISIS has a very strange modus operandi when it comes to taking responsibility. There are times where it delays its assertion when it acts or people act on its behalf. And then we also see that it's quite quick to take credit or responsibility when people may pledge that this was an ISIS attack, and yet still it seems ambiguous, like in the case of Orlando. So we're really not sure how ISIS is operating in this capacity. At the same time, it has been speculated that ISIS may not want to take credit for this because they don't want to antagonize people who are otherwise sympathetic to ISIS in Turkey itself. After all, this is quite a graphic display of carnage, and it perhaps could even turn the tide of some public opinion that exists toward ISIS in the region.
So if the attackers behind this were the Kurdish separatists you mentioned, what would be the political reasoning behind that?
We had seen prior to the advent of ISIS in the region in 2014 a slight thawing in the relationship between the Kurdish separatists, chief among them the PKK party, which had been branded and is still branded by Turkey to be a terrorist organization led by Abdullah Öcalan. the president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, had made overtures to at least allow for some kind of negotiation, some kind of recognition of Kurdish grievances in the country. After all, on the more extreme end, there is the desire for separate and an independent Kurdistan out of Turkish territory and achieving that through violence. Unfortunately, I think for the Kurdish cause, their movement towards some kind of negotiation with Turkey coincided with the rise of ISIS. At the same time, the Kurds have been some of the most fervent and successful opponents to ISIS in Syria. This is seen as a threat to Turkey because with their greater empowerment and with the kind of gratitude and appreciation that the West may have to their success, their case for separatism and the support for independence may rise. And so we find then that Turkey has been, in fact, targeting the Kurdish separatists at the same time that those separatists have been combating ISIS. And we've seen an increase in extremist acts and acts of terrorism in Turkey. A few weeks ago, there was, in fact, the targeting of a police van in the old city of Istanbul that was taken credit for by the PKK, as well as a statement saying that although we may not be targeting civilians and tourists, there is the possibility of collateral damage with them as we increase our activity against Turkey.
We're talking with Saeed Khan right now from Wayne State University, looking at the political environment in Turkey after yesterday's terror attack in Istanbul. And Saeed, if we were to get confirmation that the attack was the product of ISIS, would you read this perhaps as a diminishing of power in ISIS, correlating maybe with an escalation in attacks? Or what kind of narrative would you see there?
That is absolutely correct. I mean, it seems as though it's counterintuitive, but it shows that as ISIS is losing its influence at its core, most military analysts show that and assert that in Syria and Iraq, ISIS is both losing territory as well as physical and financial support. At the same time, I mean, if you imagine the metaphor of a balloon, that if you squeeze one end, the other end will expand, we find then the potential that ISIS will strike in the periphery as its core becomes weakened. Of course, the easiest place to strike is at a periphery which is closest in proximity to it. Turkey happens to be one of those locales.
98% of Turkey is Muslim, and the attack took place in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Do you see any significance in the timing there?
Well, if it is ISIS, then it seems as though they may be overplaying their hand, because even those people who might be ambivalent regarding this conflict are going to feel reflexively a real hatred for ISIS. Ramadan, and particularly the last 10 days of Ramadan, are considered to be some of the holiest days in the Muslim calendar, days of particular self-reflection, focus on the spirituality. And for an organization that claims to be acting in the name of Islam, claims a certain kind of theological purity as part of its marketing, this is going to be seen as something very egregious and really discrediting. So the potential for now a call from the Turkish public for President Erdogan to take a much more muscular approach toward ISIS is invariably going to intensify.
How do you expect this attack and also Turkey's reaction, whatever it may be, to affect Turkey's relationship with other countries?
Turkey right now, and particularly over the last week to 10 days, has been engaging in an almost comprehensive diplomatic and foreign policy recalibration. It has been negotiating with Israel to have a normalization of relations, which have been rather fractious over the last 6 to 7 years since the so-called Gaza flotilla massacre that occurred in the Mediterranean. Similarly, we find that President Erdogan has expressed regret, even apologized for the downing of a Russian fighter jet allegedly over Turkish airspace near the Syrian border last year. as well as overtures to try to restore better relations with Russia. So as we see all of this foreign policy activity occurring, so too it seems as though Turkey is going to gain the endorsement of the international community to take a stronger approach toward ISIS, if in fact ISIS is responsible for this. At the same time, if it is Kurdish separatists, then it seems as though Turkey is preparing the international community for actions that it may take in intensifying its conflict with the PKK and other separatist actors.
Saeed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Saeed Khan, lecturer in Near East and Asian Studies at Wayne State University in Detroit. And he talked to us there about the political environment in Turkey after yesterday's terror attack at an airport in Istanbul.
Coming up, we'll learn about a new effort to increase colorectal cancer screening here in Wisconsin. Stay with us here on Central Time.